It was just great. It was great. It was such
another person that got invited, Tracy. Good. Hey, Tracy, good to see you. Thanks for letting me know about it.
I sent an email to Nigel to let him know the littles were gonna put on the show. He read everyone the details and made it very clear that anyone could go. Even you, David Aldridge, you were invited. In fact, you were in the studio.
You didn't even know
about it.
We successfully kept it from David.
Tori and Liz, and by the way,
maybe I should have mentioned Kilroy's is next to a really nice post office. Oh, what if I put a billboard in downtown D.C.? Would you have joined us? No, don't say you didn't know. Invited, and I have evidence.
How much? How much to get in?
All the details about the event can be found at tkjingles.com. I believe for everyone in this room, admission is free.
Excellent.
Certainly hope so.
Welcome to the TK Jingles podcast for July 8th, 2015. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show and tkjingles.com. And since Tony's off for the next 2 months, it's mostly going to be the website. That open there was all about David Aldridge and his faux anger about not being invited to TK Jingles Live a couple of weeks ago. And I hadn't even remembered this, but I went back looking to hear how I'd first announced the event in some of the podcasts. And I happened to have played that clip of David saying that he certainly hoped it was free to get in. And that was from like March 16th or something, right when the thing was actually announced. So I know David was just joking about being angry about not being invited, but I found it especially funny that he was actually there. So I sent David a note and said, hey, I just wanted to let you know, David, you're always welcome. And in fact, you know, we invited you personally because you were in studio that day. And so David diffused my faux outrage jingle there by sending me this nice note back yesterday. He said, Jerry, unfortunately, I don't remember every minute of every show, especially the one that was 3 months ago. But I appreciate the reminder. Hope all is well, and thanks for all the incredible work you do to make the show better. So my sarcasm and irritation with David Aldridge completely diffused by his kindness. So there we have it. I want to thank the sponsor for this show, Illegal Seafood Restaurant. We'll be sponsoring every episode this summer. It's quite an honor. Illegal Seafood. The food's so good, it must be illegal. Also, it's illegal. I also want to read a iTunes review from the podcast that's available right now. I encourage you, if you like this podcast, or maybe if you don't like it, but hopefully if you like it, to leave some reviews on iTunes. We have about 64 reviews, and the new ones get bubbled to the top, and this is the latest one. It says, there are great funny songs if you're a TK fan, but geez, do we really need 10 minutes of Jerry yakking away with each podcast? It's not impossible to fast forward through, but not easy as the whole thing is a single track. Couldn't you blather into the mic for some separate, ignorable podcast, please? So, you know, while that was kind of rude, and it also was ignorant because there are two other podcasts where you don't have to listen to me. So if this is annoying to you or you just want to hear the music, there's the TK Jingles Firehose podcast. And that is every single thing that's ever uploaded to tkjingles.com comes out once a week on Fridays. And then there is the TK Jingles Top 10 podcast, which is the top 10 most played jingles. So if you don't trust the fire hose because you think there could be some crap in there, you could listen to the top 10 and just hear the 10 most popular, which generally are going to be the 10 best or most funny or most interesting or whatever of the given week. So if you don't like this, or even if you do and just need something else to listen to this summer, go check those out in the TK Jingles podcast network. If you go to tkjingles.com/podcast.aspx, you'll find that. Also, we've got a bunch of extra stuff from the Kickstarter. There's some t-shirts, shot put glasses, stickers and other stuff. If you go to tkjingles.com, click on the link for shirt stickers and more. Please buy some of that stuff. Help keep this whole thing going. Illegal seafood pays me very well, but it's always nice to get a little bit of something from those that actually listen to the show. All right. Then also, I wanted to comment on this, and we'll probably talk about it more next week because I've got a lot to get through today. But Tony's last episode of his show is probably going to have more jingles than I had last week on this podcast, or than I'll have today. They really went nuts in the last week of the show, which was very affirming and exciting that they were giving a little so much attention. But it was just crazy. I mean, because there were no sports going on, I guess, they gave over the show to like 9 or 10 jingles an episode. It was something else. So you're probably sick of that. Unless you're listening to me, then maybe you think it's interesting. But I know that when they come back in the fall, we should prepare for one jingle or less, you know, each day. All right, then the last thing I wanted to talk to before I get to the music, and this is actually the segue to the recent music from the show, is periodically something from tkjingles.com gets picked up by another outlet. And you can always tell it's happened because trolls start showing up at tkjingles.com and leaving nasty comments. When that Goodbye RG3 song went as viral as a jingle probably ever will, I was just crushed all over the place. Every place that featured it had nasty comments about me and my voice or my talent or whatever else, and it was very personal and very nasty. And then Rob Berg did Balding Jordan Spieth, and it was picked up by dozens of outlets, and thebiglead.com, which seems to be some type of blog about sports-related crap, had a story about it saying, oh, isn't this funny? It's a song about Jordan Spieth's receding hairline. Here's a link, you know, and they just ripped off the file and, you know, barely acknowledged Rob or the website. But folks followed the link back to the origin and started leaving comments for Rob. And while Rob wasn't really bothered by it, they missed the point. So taken out of context, you might think that was a shot at Jordan Spieth when actually the song is all about Tony's obsession with baldness. And even though you have this wonderful golfer who's now won 2 majors, Tony loves him just because he's bald. I mean, maybe a little bit because he's a good golfer, but he's obsessed with the baldness factor. So we're going to play Balding Jordan Spieth, the viral hit of the week from tkjingles.com by Rob. And then we've got some new material here. We have Orange Dog by Brad Weiss, Trekkies by KJ, an homage to David Aldridge has mentioned that all of us littles that went to the TK Jingles live event must be like Star Trek groupies. Then the Metro's Purple Line, a wonderful collaboration by Luke Overbay and Jason Fuse. I wish I was a part of this one. And then the big collaboration of the year, Around the World, We Are the Littles. Every year for the last 2 years, I've always done an end of show for the summer song. And it was just me. And I put months and months of work into it. And while I enjoyed doing that, around January, February, when I started thinking about doing the next one, I thought that the jingles have evolved so much that we have so many talented people contributing. Why not get everyone involved? Had I realized that the last show was going to have 11 jingles, I might have taken an alternate route and just done it myself. But I really wanted Tony's last show to have like 10 or 11 littles singing along. And we got that in addition to 10 other songs. So we'll play that here in its entirety. And I guess the twist in this is that Tony talked over my entire part. So while I kind of helped orchestrate this whole thing, I have very little to do with the finished product that appeared on Tony's show. And there are some great ad-libs in here by Jason Fuse, and Rob Berg has a brilliant voiceover at the end. And hearing Tony try to pronounce Angelina during the live read, during the live performance was awesome. So 5 new songs. Then we're going to play 3 new songs by new voices to the show, folks that have never sent a jingle. So these are brand new littles joining the conversation. Then we're going to play a couple of highlights from TK Jingles Live. And then we'll play a few short tunes about the origins of the mailbag jingle. There was a huge debate on Tony's show this week. And I say huge debate, it was probably like 5 minutes. But to me, it was a big debate because they were talking about jingles for 5 minutes. Where Gary and Nigel and Tony were all trying to remember when the jingle started. And there's actually an episode of the TK Jingles podcast all about that. It's called The Primer, Part 1. And there's actually a sequel, and it kind of goes into the evolution. If you go to the to the website, tkjingles.com/featured.aspx, featured with a D, you'll see like 10 or 12 episodes that I think really encapsulate the spirit of this podcast. And if you're just new to the show, I highly recommend you go there and listen to some of those episodes. We have interviews with Gary Braun, with Courtney, with Kevin, some of the history episodes going into how, you know, the first summer I got into this, the primer of how it evolved from Carol's Kids to where it is today. I think there's some pretty cool stuff on there, so go check it out. So without further ado, and then we're going to have a crazy mailbag, but without further ado, here are the new songs this past week.
There's a golfer, 21 years old. Looks like he's 40 with his failing follicles. Doing battle with the vertiginous Jason Day, who has a beautiful head of hair. His hat is tailor-made. Dustin Johnson's hairline also heading north. Brandon Grace as well, what a sad laconic sport. Makes men hate themselves cause they can't get it on the green. And 70% of us have the androgen receptor gene. Pretty soon he won't. Hitting his golf shots on all the golf holes. Using his golf clubs he strikes through his golf balls. At the golf tournament, talking to Steve Sands. Signing scorecards with his golf hands. He's won the first two majors. Jordan Spieth, he may soon have propitious sponsorships on his golf bag and his golf sleeves. He's ranked first in the world, and hair plugs work for Wayne Rooney. Besides, have you seen Rory's hair? It's like a briar thicket's unholy offspring.
Hey, hey, Tony, on your summer break, gonna make you sweat while you grill that steak.
Classic Brad Weiss.
Oh, man, when you hit the lakes, gonna make you curse and have you to drink. Hey, Grandpa, when you go
going to see me.
Oh, they didn't think
I was there.
Right,
no.
Right.
No, they were there to hang out together. Yes,
yes. They're the community of
like
the
Star
show.
Trek conventions, right?
I mean, a little geekier than that, but yeah. Same vibe. It's a very similar vibe.
Trekkies. I don't know why they call us Trekkies. Like nerdy sci-fi fans, resistance, well, it's just futile. TK Trekkies, come on. Well, the captain gathered us up from across the nation. Chicago, Anchorage, Georgia, rain gave us a good scare. The orange man even showed up with some of his people. Waiting to hear those words, beam me a chair. Trekkies, I'm not sure we compare. Don't paint orange our skin or shave off our hair. Sure, there's a website where we can share, but we don't convene the hub, never mind. I had a blast hanging out with so many littles. On the way out, we said live long and prosper. I can't explain the genesis of this correlation. I'm just a Kornheiser jingler, not a doctor. That's why we started out, but now he's just one cog in our wheel. I've made some great friends, and that's no doubt. Trekkie or not, that's a good deal. Yes, it's true, the gang and blind, we are geeks. It's also true they all travel to sea. Lately it occurs to me, what a long, strange trip it's been.
As I walk through the fairway of Columbia's best, I scan the 15th hole and realize there'll be nothing left. And now I've been playing this course for so long, but no one else seems to think that the purple line's wrong. I'm a really rich dude with golf on my mind. Got an iron in my hand and a really bad lie. They say millions will commute, but that's not what I doubt. See, why can't they understand that it's all about me? I guess they can't, I guess they won't, I guess they're dumb. But why can't they all take the bus, fools?
We've been spending most our lives without the Metro's purple line. All the ocelots will cry if you wear the Metro's purple line. We can live the rest of our lives without the Metro's purple line. At least wait until Tony dies before you wear the Metro's purple line. Well, tell me why. So blind to see that the one we heard is Mr. Tony. Tell me, why are we so blind to see that he's the one we need to please?
It's almost time for Tony's annual goodbye. We never know if he's coming back next fall.
We'll all miss the wedding and how he wastes our time
with stories about golf and bocce ball.
It must be hard working 2 hours every day. I guess that's why he needs such a long break.
We are all a part of TK's big family.
But in truth, this break is probably something we all need. Around the world, we are the littles. We are the ones who share our wedding.
Some people think we're faking that we all live in D.C. But there are littles in Kabukistan and New Jersey.
Soon he'll be running out of Triscuits and ice cream. And who do you think will bring sandwiches for free?
Will Bond is not surprised, oh, that Tony's taking some time off. Cause after all, the NHL season is done.
We send in mail, we send in jingles.
Some of us are great at writing jokes, but we're not great singers. Or rhymers, apparently.
And we're gonna tell you sat next to on a plane. or maybe what we paid for gas or cottage cheese.
About $1.50.
It's Tony's world. We all just listen. He is the one who knows his 50 ways to cook a chicken.
Cook a chicken.
He's going on vacation. He's off to the Browse about. What are the odds that he'll be back 50-50?
Around the world.
I meant to fade this part out, 'cause we're running long on time. And just like Nigel, I wasn't really prepared today.
Alright, Seth, it's Angelina Jolie, not Angeline. You always say Angeline, nobody ever corrects you. Your babies are not listening, but it is Angelina Jolie. But I hope you have a good vacation.
He's going on vacation. He's all browse about.
That's a bookstore.
What are the odds that he'll be back for 50-50?
Yeah.
That jingle also has the distinction of Tony at least once, if not several times, saying, is this done yet? Or is it keep going? Does it keep going? Which is never a good sign when you're sending a jingle in. As I've mentioned before, I try to keep it like 45 seconds. So to submit one that was 3.5 minutes was pretty ridiculous. So everything you heard there in the opening segment was all folks you're familiar with, folks that have contributed jingles before, that are a part of the fabric of the show, and yada, yada, yada. And it's great when we get some new voices. So we've got three here, Dave Mann, John D. Bass, and Brennan, with How Can I Get My Name on Air, Home Depot Dan, and Landslide Into Summer. And these are all great, and I'm so happy that folks can use tkjingles.com to share them. So I just wanted to share them here on the podcast. Again, this is Dave Mann, John D. Bass, and Brennan.
I can think of last week when singing about a baby moose was everything that I could want to do.
I could work on a song tomorrow, but I was never told about the sorrow.
How can I get Nigel to stop turning me down? How can I impress the orange man? What makes him always frown? How can he drive over the Bay Bridge?
Please play my song and read my name and let me live again.
I can still recall a bad jingle that I sent when I rushed to write a song about a colonoscopy.
If Nigel rejects this, it'll be a bummer. I won't get another chance till after the summer. And how can I get my name on the air?
How can Tony stop the rain from falling down?
Deny this 20 out of 159 student what causes a slow golf round.
And where can he buy a small rake device? Where can he find his bocce ball? How can he buy a family's house and make them all move out?
Hey, Paul, check out this Yank Mr. Tony.
I once bought a grill, or should I say, I made a scene. He schlepped it for me, wasn't that grand, of Home Depot Dan. I gave it to Kurt and I told him, set up over there. So he looked it over and said, I hope you have a spare. I stood at the sink, gobbling ice cream, drinking more wine. Then watched only two innings, then said, it's time for bed. I texted Michael in the morning, said, it's gonna rain. He told me he couldn't care less and I'm being a pain. One day I'll awake, I'll be alone, there'll be no show. So I'll stand outside, the brows about, and still I'll shout. Took it down. 3 months of summer, not a sound. So I drove cross country to those snow-covered hills, but the podcast let me down. Oh, orange baldman in the sky, where's the love? Why can't Nigel even put out a best of? I can sail through the channels of my mind, but they'll never replace that news for life. I don't know, but I bet we'll bind us. Well, here comes Tony. Time's made it harder. He still won't take colors, cause Gary's always funnier than you. And his other friends are much more interesting too.
It's just such a great song in general and a great jingle there. So it's great. Despite 2.5 years of doing this and all the songs we've covered and things we've done, that we can still have 3 original new entries there that are just wonderful. All right, now I'd like to play a few highlights from TK Jingles Live. If you back the Kickstarter, you'll be getting a link to an MP3 Digipack sometime soon, where you can download all the songs we're able to capture. And then if you didn't back it, but you'd still like to hear some of these songs, they're available, a few of them so far on YouTube, if you go to the TK Jingles YouTube channel, including this first one, which is one of my all-time favorite jingles, and I'm so happy that we were able to capture the audio, because I think it really gets to the essence of this tune. We'll be playing He Would Do Anything for Cash, with a special appearance by a very sick woman related to me by marriage who somehow made it through the show despite almost losing her voice. And then Joe Arrow with A Day in the Life Part 1, a classic jingle that I'd done, I think, in the fall of 2013. And then John Fitzpatrick with one of the all-timers, Grapefruit Juice, for $3.69.
And he would do anything for cash, dressed like Lindsay Vonn for a few cheap yucks. He would do anything for cash, come and grill for you for $3,000. And he'll never forgive Nigel if he doesn't mention every single sponsor on every show. And he would do anything for cash. He'd even talk about the Caps. Yes, he'd even do that.
He'd be up in his new Cadillac. Would he drive me to work and then drive me back? Would he do it in that stupid brown hat?
He might do that. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, he already does that.
I've heard his podcast and I've seen PTI. He seems like a clever and scrupulous guy. Maybe someday he'll make Wilbon surprised.
He can't do that. No one could ever do anything for cash. But he can't do that.
Get out of here.
Kevin read the news today, oh boy. A bus full of orphans that all crashed and died. And though the news was rather sad, he just had to laugh. 'Cause he's a heartless ass. Tony saw a film today, oh boy. Got up to leave with about an hour left. A couple people stopped and stared. They'd seen his face before. And everyone was pretty sure that he was Brad Childress. Nigel's got some mail today, oh boy. A bag full of emails, faxes, and your notes. And David hopes that you're concise. But Tony doesn't mind if you go on.
Little Bryan Adams?
Where is the pretty lady with the avocado shirt? All right, we're dedicating this one to you. Everybody has got to check out this shirt. Absolutely.
It's a Tim Kirkton shirt.
This is it. I wish someday I'm going to run into Tim Kirkton in a ballpark, and I'm going to go, grapefruit juice for $3.69. I love avocados, too. Thank you very much. Talking groceries with Tim Kirkton, trading tips how to save a dime. Tony loves the refugee Safeway, grapefruit juice for $3.69. These two guys supposed to be sports pros, pricing fruit and avocados. Timmy says he just eats for fuel. Are they gonna talk nationals? Oh, hey, Jeannie, look out there. There's Timmy over by the cashier, cruising at Harris Teeter. Every day he's gonna be there. Says he can't cook to save his life. Oh, yeah. Ain't no use in complaining. Tony's got a show to do. Who knows what they'll talk about next time? Hey, Tim, you like fondue? Listening to this damn podcast. Delay sometimes it lasts forever. Oh, and when you tell this tale, fine line between stupid and clever. Who cares about your fruit juice price? Oh yeah, grapefruit juice for $3.69. Ah! All right, thank you,
John Fitzpatrick. What a wonderful performance,
for a minute, John. But we're going to bring you right back up here.
Wonderful performance. All right, before we get to the mailbag, wanted to play a couple of tunes here. There was some debate last week about how the mailbag jingle started, and I think that these two songs encapsulate how it all began. So we had Gary's original song, then it was covered by Darius Rucker. We're going to play that. And then for me, there was a seminal moment where somebody took those words, put them to an alternate tune for the first time, and it just, my mind was blown. Said, wow, I want to be doing that. This is going to be a lot of fun. So we're going to play these two songs now.
Here comes Tony's mailbag. Get your emails, faxes, and your notes. Here comes Mr. Tony's mailbag. Gonna read some for all of your folks.
Yeah, this one's for Tony. Yeah, we love you.
That was I Wanna Hold Your Mailbag by Danny Miller in California. And there were no contests involved, because if there were, that would have crushed. So the contest came a couple of weeks later. If you're curious about the background there, go to tkjingles.com, look for the weekly podcast, go to March 2014. There's an episode called The Primer Part 1. Check it out. You'll get all the details about that. Now let's do the mailbag. Thank you, Eva, for that wonderful intro. All right. One of the things I like to do periodically in the mailbag is read to you bizarre search terms from tkjingles.com for my statistics. So I've got three here that I think are so strange. The first one is, can you make cocaine out of propane? So somebody wanted to know that. Somehow that led them to tkjingles.com. Next, how to beg for ice cream. Okay. If you need a tutorial, just listen to Tony's show. And then lastly, who is Judo Fuse? So either that's like a Jeopardy answer or just really trying to get to the bottom of this mysterious character from the Tony Kornheiser show, Judo Fuse. Then we have a comment on one of the YouTube videos from Todd Decay on the Neil Diamond medley. He says, so my wife hears this playing and asks if it's Neil Diamond. Nope. Is this some of that stupid Littles bullshit? Affirmation, baby, affirmation. All right. Now we've got a couple of notes here from the TK Jingles live event. So first, this is from Marco Frank. He says, dear Jerry, I just want to say a huge thank you to you and the TK Jingles podcast and, of course, for the event last week. I listened to the event podcast this morning on the train to work and really would have loved to have been there. Gutted, to use a local colloquialism. An 8,000-mile round trip from here in London might have got me a mention from Mr. Tony, but it would have been a tough sell to the woman to whom I already related by marriage. I will have to wait for the European leg of the TKJ Tour in 2017. As a recent, about 2 years little, I get 99% of the nuances. Junior and Raju were before my time, but it is great to listen along. The standard of work from you, KJ Joe, and everybody else is wonderful. I look forward to hearing more. As a huge Green Day fan, it was also nice to hear that song at the end of the show today. With kindest regards, Marco Frank. Brad Weiss. The unbridled goodwill of everyone. Such tremendous enthusiasm, big silly grins plastered on all the faces, especially mine, all night long, is a favorite memory. Anita from Alaska says, next year, I'm all in for Rehoboth. All right, and these next two have a little schmaltz in them, so I'll try to gloss over it here. You don't want to hear that. Let's see. The first one's from Patrick Moffat. It's a very, very nice message. He says, I just listened to the first podcast recapping the event and could not help but get a little choked up, not only because I was unable to attend and share in the fun, next time I'll just quit my job, but largely because of the joy in your voice thinking back on what had transpired. While we will all have Mr. Tony to thanks for providing the foundation for this silliness in the form of the radio show itself, it's really you that has helped build the structure and the foundation within so much else has flourished. I often think as I'm listening to the show or emailing with other littles that we're all quite lucky to have you leading this brigade, building websites, apps, podcasts, and putting out live events where people can gather and meet face to face. Thanks as always for everything you do to bring us all together. And then John Neiswinger says, I have a lot to say. So let's see here. I'll try to read you some of the highlights because John sent me a very nice and long note. He says, as for some of my favorite memories, I think the NBA Commissioner song was probably a highlight for me, not only because it's a stupid, silly song I got to perform, but because it was fun getting the audience to participate in it with me. And I have to say, this is a Jerry editorial here, when John pitched that song, I wasn't sure that Purple People Eater was really going to be a crowd pleaser, but it was really funny and he performed it so well. And as I mentioned last week, Gary turned to me halfway through and said, wow, this is great. And then the second memory that will stick with me for a while was meeting the old man himself. He's the first really famous person I've ever met, so it was awkward to say the least. I introduced myself and Tony said, oh, like you recognize my name. But I didn't want to put him in the situation of remembering one of my four jingles, so I just awkwardly stuttered and pointed to my wife for a picture. I've attached the hilariously embarrassing photo of myself below. Feel free to put it on the Facebook page if you like. Nothing like first impressions, haha. I also attached some other pictures I took at the event. Regrettably, I did not get more with people. And I have that same sentiment, John. I was so busy with logistics and with, like Joe, trying to get everything going that it was tough to mingle. So if we do this again, I have said this before, I need to set aside some money for interns or roadies or something. We need some help. And then last note here, this is from Steve Lipton, who took a trip out to Delaware this past weekend and sent in a picture of the Browse About bookstore. Said no one was yodeling outside, much to my disappointment. So thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week. I've got some fun stuff planned for the summer. So even though Tony is off, I think we'll be able to keep the conversation going and kind of hold down the fort here for the next 7 or 8 weeks until the old man comes back. Thank you for listening. Please leave me feedback on iTunes. Please leave comments on tkjingles.com. Let us know what you think. I obviously prefer positive feedback, but if there's something that you'd like improved, you can always reach me podcast@tkjingles.com. on Twitter @JerryNegrelli or on the Facebook. Thank you for listening. As I've said before, it's kind of humbling and ridiculous that there's a large group of people that listen to this podcast that travels from so far to join us in person and help make up this wonderful, special, and fun community.
They sent him home this past July. They made a deal, so we said goodbye. They aired some best ofs and some other guy. I'd say I listened, but that's a lie. But when the show has gone away, I thank God for the podcast delay, because there's at least 10 shows still unreleased from May.
The connective tissue in the show now to me is these jingles. And the thought that all of these people came all this distance to watch their fellows perform.
Yeah.
And and they were great. I mean, the Grelly and Fuse and Arrow, they were all great. They were great.
With his gold hands, his wand.